We're standing on the threshold of a universe, of a completely different world, of a completely different universe. For those of us who journeyed together through Torah Resh Nun, which took us approximately 10 weeks to go through the Torah and Likutei Moran B'Iyun, and then to learn a little bit of the Likutei Halachas, we didn't even get through. Let's say we got through half of it, maybe. So it's time to step out of that universe, which is why I gave a week in between, so that we can sort of, although we always have to stay connected to that, but to leave that world and prepare ourselves to enter into this. The word universe is not adequate for what I mean to say. It's Tar Yud. It's a galaxy. And before we start, just to sit in the moment of standing on the threshold of something so beautiful and grand and relevant and deep, and to appreciate the schus that we have to do such a thing in the first place. Because it should be clear to you, and it's clear to me, that if I would have only come down to the world for this, Dayenu, a million times over, And to have gratitude to the Rabbanu Shalom that he created us, that he created this world, that he gave us a Torah. Ilufinu malishira kayam. Like I said, I think one of the previous shirim, dayenu, 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 a million times, on every Torah, and every word, and every sikha, and every story, dayenu, dayenu. So to sit in this moment, just for a second, before we start anything, before I start to talk, we don't know what Torah Yud is, but to sit in the preparation, and to feel grateful to be here. And to be able to have access to this galaxy, to this universe, then forget about the world. But unfortunately, many Jews, for one reason or another, haven't been granted access, or haven't taken the access, or haven't taken advantage of the access that is inherently accessible. So Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu, we're very, very lucky, we're very fortunate. Torah Yud is a Purim Torah. There are certain Torahs in Likutei Moran that are assigned to different Yom Tovim, even though there's no one lesson that talks just about one thing. As we know, it's a world. And I think that this lesson will demonstrate that even stronger than Torah Reish Nun, which was pretty much, I can't say static, of course not static, but it pretty much dealt with one Inyan, one Hasaga. You know, the Inyan of Ashkacha, the Inyan of Emunah, even the Inyan of Tefillah and Eretz Yisrael, that we got into all the different Bechinas, but it's pretty much contained. Torah Yud is more demonstrative of Rabbi Nachman's tapestry, where in one lesson, the amount, just in the lesson itself, aside from what we're going to expound and go through, but the amount of Torah, the amount of concepts, disparate concepts throughout Tanakh and Torah Shebaal Peh that are illuminated through this particular Asaga is a little bit more of a demonstration and taste of what Rabbi Nachman does. Rabbi Nachman says in a later Torah in the Likutei Moran, in a small Torah, he says, Da ki yesh chadri Torah. There are rooms of Torah, and Rabbi Nachman says that when a person enters the room, he finds that there are two windows on either wall. And he says that each of these windows leads you to another room, and this room has four windows. And from these windows lead into different rooms, and that's the Chadri Torah. And Rabbi Nachman says somebody who is Zocha to descend into the depth of Torah in this sort of way, that's the way he learns. Every pasuk he sees, every word, every Rosh HaTevis, every Sofet Tevis, it's doors into brand new worlds. And so although it's a Purim Torah, but again, it's so much more than just talking about Purim, but since it is the Purim Torah in Likutei Moran, that means, and I think we discussed this in the past as well, that it's not Stam another Torah about Purim. It's not like, you know, oh, so I want to use the names of other Sfarim because I don't want to make it sound like I'm degrading anything else. Chamon al-Tzlan, Chas v'Shalom, never to do such a thing. But it's not a Vart about Purim, and it's not something nice to say by the meal. When Rabbi Nachman talks about a concept, Rabbi Nachman talks about, for example, Rabbi Nachman talks about Elul in Torah Vav, it's not just another Torah about Elul, okay, so you open any sefer and it's a Torah and it's nice and it's something to say and keep in mind. When Rabbi Nachman talks about a concept, it's the amkus of the amkus of the pnimius that if you were to take the whole Torah, like it says by Habakkuk, b'Habakkuk, v'amidin al-achas, tzadik b'manasi yichya, b'purim, right, or rather, Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman, Vehemidan, the whole Purim, Al-Achas, he got it down to the Nekuda HaPnimis, the absolute deepest foundation of what this Yom Tov is. That's Torah Yud. And the same thing when we come to Elul and we come to the Inyan of Tshuva, is Torah Vav. And there are different headquarters for these things that when it comes to a certain time in the year, the Breslover Hasidim, all of them have on their lips all of the different concepts and all the different hasagas of this particular given Torah that you could stop a breast over in the street and talk to him mamish like you knew him from the day you were born, because you're living now in the same galaxy, in the same world. So now already begins, after Hanukkah, we're in the world of Purim, and it's time to begin. It's time to begin to prepare ourselves for this Yom Tov and from Chiyas HaMalik, which is a daily avodah, as we're going to discuss and learn. And Rabbi Nachman's inviting us into this galaxy. And let's take his hand and let's take these first shaky steps into this new universe. Let's begin. Ve'eila mishpatim asher tasim lefneim. We're in packet one, and it's kedai to have packet two open all the time also because we're going back and forth. Ve'eila mishpatim asher tasim lefneim. This particular lesson in Likutei Moran Torah Yud is based on the pasuk in Shemais, which says, these are the laws, ve'eila mishpatim asher tasim lefneim, which you shall go ahead and place before all of Klal Yisrael. Before all of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara learns from this, Hushvu Isha Le'ish L'chol Dinim Shabbatara, as Rabbi Nachman is going to bring in the end of the lesson. Rashi brings this, Chazal say, that Asher Tassim Lufnehem, men and women, unless for the mitzvah Asei Shazman Grama, but for the rest of Torah, for all the precepts, the ideals, the spiritual foundation of Torah, men and women, Hushvu Isha Le'ish L'chol Dinim Shabbatara, they're the same. That's why it says, Ve'ilam Mishpatim Asher Tassim, to whom? Lifnehem, to all of Klai Yisrael. And Rabbi Nachman is going to make a big deal out of this. We're going to see toward the end of the lesson in like 3 years from now. Okay, now I'm just bothering you. In 7-8 weeks from now. Okay, so here we begin. Says the Heilige Rebbe Chosia Gonaleinu, Alka Yisrael, Amen. Kishiyes Chash V'Shalom Dinim Al Yisrael. When there are harsh judgments on Klal Yisrael, and what this means is a difficult decree could be nationally for all of Klal Yisrael, or it could be for each person in his own life. He's experiencing demon judgments, a dark time, a difficult time. Says the Heilige Rebbe, and this might be the most breathless thing that we've learned yet. Al yidei rikudim v'amchas kaf al kaf, through dancing and through clapping, nase hamtakas adinim. Through dancing and clapping, you can sweeten the judgments. Okay, so this sounds bizarre. Like many statements in the Kutraman, it sounds strange, bizarre. Dancing and clapping, you could sweeten a decree, sweeten a judgment. How could it be such a thing? And there are many people who will open a Kutraman, and by some devilish fate, they'll open up to this Torah, and they'll read the first line, and that's the last line that they'll ever read from Rabbi Nachman. Because this is so stereotypical of everything negative about Breslov, that like, okay, like so, you know, you can dance and clap your way out of anything. Dancing and clapping. Rabbi Nachman says, a difficult decree, so instead of sitting down and do something about it, just get up and dance and clap and just act crazy. It's not for me. It's not serious. It's not a real limud. They then forget that Rabbi Nachman spends 4 pages on this one sentence, explaining what it means dancing, explaining what it means clapping, what are hands, what are feet, what's happening when a Jew dances, why can't a Jew dance sometimes? This is the goof of the goof of the goof. We're going to spend the next couple of weeks getting into the neshama of what's dancing and what's clapping. When a Breslover who knows this inyan, or any Jew, you and I, knows the inyan of what it means yadayim, and arglayim, and lev, and ruach, and tzaddik, all the topics we're going to be discussing, his dancing and clapping is avodas Hashem on the highest, highest madriga, because it's conscious dancing and conscious clapping. It's not stam frivolity. It's not stam. And this is really a good example and a good mashal for Rabbi Nachman b'frat and Chassidus b'chlal. All of the inyanim, you know, so many minhagim, so many things, and people laugh at the Chassidim for this thing and that thing, and people who are anashim pnimim, you know, inward people. For example, we're coming up to one of the big ones is Tu B'Shvat, right? What did the Gemara already say about Tu B'Shvat and Nigla? It says it's Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. Okay, so you're a tree, right? You're not a tree, right? What are you celebrating Tu B'Shvat for and sitting around and making a Seder is not Pesach? And they'll make Leitzanis from it. Little do they know that the whole inin of a Tu B'Shvat Seder was instituted by the Arizal and Rav Chaim Vital, who the Mishnah Brua, who is the primary halachas for all camps, Litvish, Chassidish, whoever you like. He doesn't go one... almost one column without quoting the Arizal and Rav Chaim Vital. Do you know something amazing? And I'm rambling, but welcome to my world. Do you know, you want to hear something incredible? I was speaking to somebody about this recently. Open any page of Mishnah Berurah. Come out any page, like I said, he's quoting. And look on the bottom, see the poskim that he's bringing in Shaar Tzion over there. These poskim consolidated thousands of years, if you think about it, thousands of years of Limud HaTorah, consolidated it down to a psak, this is what we hold. You know how many machlekesin and chilukid dinim they had to be mevar until they came down to let you and I know in 2019, zeo, this is what Klai Yisrael does? You know how many sugyas, how many psukim, how many dukim, how many different traditions, the ga'inim, the amirayim, the tanayim, all the way down, the shtashlus, rishayim, achrayim, until we come to the psak? So that's most of halacha and Mishnah Berurah. So in 2 or 3 lines, he'll be, like I said, consolidating thousands of years of a tradition of Limud HaTorah. And then the next line, and he'll say, and this is what the Arizal did. And Reb Chaim Vital says that this is how the Arizal was naik. Think about what that means. Think about what that means. What that means is that the Mishnah Berurah is equating thousands of Talmidei Chachamim, thousands over the years the biggest ga'inim of every single area of Torah, and all of their amkus and all of their limud. And then he's saying, there's that, and then there's what the Arizal did, what Rav Chaim Vital did. That's a marvelous thing to keep in mind. To understand how the Mishabura can do that is unbelievable. And that speaks to the esteem, right, and to the greatness that the Mishabura knew is implicit in every word of the Arizal, in every movement of the Arizal. And so when it comes to Tu B'Shvat, it's not Stam, we're celebrating Rosh Hashanah for the trees. You know how much depth there is? You know what kind of an amkus there is in Tu B'Shvat? The whole Indian of Tu B'Shvat is amkus. Because the whole Indian of Tu B'Shvat is that there's a sap, we're told, that's moving up the tree, that's moving down the tree, that's bringing the beginning, the genesis of growth within the tree, that on the outside you don't see anything. And it's representing for all of us that sometimes a Jew can be growing, even though on the outside you don't see anything, but something's changing. The sun is starting to rise already. Can you see the sun in the sky? No, but the first rays of dawn are beginning to creep across the inky sky. The whole thing of Tu B'Shvat is Pnimi, is the inside. And so that's why people who are not Pnimiim are going to make fun of it. Because what's Tu B'Shvat? The Yontif that treats the inside itself, you see nothing on. Because it's an inside Yontif. And it's the same thing with, like I said, all of Hasidus, all the Menhagim. There can be a point where it's just Chitzonius. I was just writing about that today, actually. There can be a point where in trying to preserve a movement and an ideology, we institutionalize it because we're trying to preserve it in terms of quantity, because we want to attract more members and we want it to last for longer. And so we make a mode of dress and we make a way of speech and we make a place where people live. But doing that, you risk restricting the quality. Because all of a sudden, if somebody's born into something and he's forced to do it, so the quantity is there, the structure is there, it's institutionalized, but the what I call the embers of rebellion are not there anymore. That passion, that fire, that commitment, it's not there, it's missing. So even Chassidus itself, you look around, you know, you tell people, I'm learning Chassidus, like, what's Chassidus already? You know, everybody looks the same already, dresses the same, acts the same, people are just moving mindlessly, and I'm sure it's a miyot of a miyot of a miyot, even the Chassidish communities, you know. I'm sure the roiv of people are really learning the svarim and davening, and it already filtered down, even not consciously, but just in keeping the language and the chinuch and the tahara and the kedusha, something already off the chart special, right? But the whole thing of Chassidus is that we should be doing all these things consciously, with das. So on the one hand, it's a physical activity, but because we are conscious while we're doing the physical activity, and the physical activity in question here is dancing and clapping, since it's imbued with das, so my physical dancing and clapping becomes a levush for something inside. And it's able to really do things, not stam. So now we're going to learn. We're going to spend 10 weeks learning about dancing and clapping. Dancing and clapping. That having been said, if you turn to the second packet, to Sichas Ran 131, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Rav Nosson says the following. Says the Hilger of Nosson, Kishe kasavti lefanav atar ve'ilam mishpatim, when I wrote over the Torah of Ve'ilam Mishpatim Ki Yadua, all of the lessons that Rabbi Nachman gave, Rabbi Nosson would memorize every single last detail of it. And he would go quickly and write it down, and then he would bring it in front of Rabbi Nachman for his approval. So that means that, although there are some Svarim that the Talmidim wrote, like the Ishbitzer Svarim, the early Ishbitzer Svarim, the Me'ashilach, were written by Talmidim, I think, after two generations, after having received the tradition after two generations. So, although we trust them, right? But it's not as strong, nachon? Because who knows what they could have understood, what they misunderstood, who knows? But when you have a Sefer like this, where although it wasn't written by the hand of Rabbi Nachman, every single word was looked over and approved by him. So it makes it something else. So Rabbi Nosson says, when I wrote in front of Rabbi Nachman this Torah ve'ilam mishpatim, which is our lesson, Simen Yud Chelek Rishim Lekutim Ran, Hamascheles, which begins because Yesh Dinim Chas V'Shalom Yisrael, when there are harsh judgments on Klai Yisrael V'Chlal B'Frat Ayid Rikudim Amchas Kaf, through dancing and clapping Nasa and Takas Adinim, this sweetens the judgments. V'Chulu Amar Li, Rabbi Nachman turned to Rabbi Nosson and said, Kach Amarti. Yes, this is what I said. Because at that time when this lesson was revealed in that year, in that time of the year, which was before Purim, the week of Mishpatim, which was a week or two before Purim, so there was Nishma Gzeiris Chas V'Shalom. There were decrees that were decreed by the government on Klal Yisrael. Al Yisrael, V'hinei holchim u'mamashvashim lovi yimei Purim ha'ela. Says Rabbi Nachman, it's at, very soon is coming the days of Purim. Right? Ki atara hazois nemar samach l'Purim. This was said a week or two before Purim. V'hoyu yu Yisrael merakdim v'yimchu kaf al kaf. And Rabbi Nachman says, on the days of Purim, all of Klal Yisrael is drinking and everybody's dancing and clapping and being joyous. Says Rabbi Nachman, v'ayidei zayam tiku adinim. This will do away with these harsh judgments and these harsh decrees. V'chazar v'kaf al devarav, and he stressed this. And he said it again, v'amar v'pembali, and he said it again with his mouth, kach amarti. This is what I said. Exactly what I said. I didn't say anything different. V'ka'az. Okay, so that's Adkan, the sicha from Rabbi Nachman. Says Rabbi Nachman, he explains, what's the big deal that he kept on saying, kach amarti. This is what I said. Yeah, kach amarti. Says the Heilige Rabbi Nachman, and Rabbi Nachman wanted to inspire within our hearts that we should know and understand. She called Divit Torah Akadosha, that all of the words of his holy teachings, Af al pishiyesh ba amkus gadol v'noira ma'oid ma'oid, even though there's depth, awesome depth, extremely, extremely awesome depth, the razani lion and lofty elevated secrets with soide soides and secrets upon secrets. Amukim urachavim min yam, deep and wide as the ocean. V'chal dibur v'dibur, in every single word that came out of his mouth in the form of his teachings. Aval pikein, says Rabbi Nachman, don't be strayed and don't be led astray by thinking that because there's such deep things, meaning he's saying the opposite of what I just said, that there's such deep things that he doesn't actually mean physical dancing and clapping. He means we're going to learn Eskalos, Yadayim, Raglayim, Emuna, Bittel Gaiva, Nivus, Tzadik. But he doesn't actually mean dancing and clapping. That's just the mushel, it's the lavush. Which is the opposite extreme of what I was talking about before. Before I was talking about the extreme of a person who sees dancing and clapping, thinks all it means is Gashmias, and says, nothing here. Says Rabbi Nachman, the opposite extreme is also a fear. That a person can be learning Rabbi Nachman's Torah and see, says, dancing and clapping, but then come to realize 2 pages later that of course he doesn't mean dancing and clapping. He's talking much, much loftier symbolic things. And actual dancing and clapping, that's not what he meant. Says Rabbi Nachman, both are false. Both are false. Afal pikein ikur kavanasai. His main intention was shenishma unekabel devarav hakadoshim bepshitas. The main thing was, is that yes, learn the Amkus, and yes, be conscious of it. But when it comes down to it, Rabbi Nachman wanted us to do his Eitzes Bepshitas. And he means what he says. And even though he says something that's a Levush for something much deeper, he also means the Levush. He also means the Amkus, but he also means the Levush. Lishma Balasis of the Kaim is called Divrei Torah Bepshitas Ubetmimas, with simplicity, with faith. And he says, "Kamalu mashal atarah kadosh hazayis." Like this holy lesson, Shenemar Sham, Rabbi Nachman says, "Shaidei amchas kafri kudim, through clapping and dancing, nimtakim adinim, that sweetens the judgments, the divine decree." Hoyse kamanasi kipshuta. This is what Rabbi Nachman meant. Sheichasku asmul esmoich bimei simcha, to try and inspire within your heart joy. Kagan Purim v'chanukah v'yamim tovim v'chasana. Anytime you have a joyous occasion, or to manufacture joyous occasions, is also okay. V'chiyotzeb zekol mini simcha shal mitzvah. That's an important line. Kol mini simcha shal mitzvah. A holy kind of simcha, a holy kind of joy. And to dance, sheichasku atzma misimcha gedoyla, until you come to the point that sheyizku lis'or l'rikud ma'amchas kaf, until you can come to a dance of kedusha, a dance of aniva, as we're going to spend so much time talking about, the opposite of a dance of gaiva. And the opposite of atzvos, which most of the time weighs us down so heavily that we can't even lift our feet off the ground. V'ayidei zeyam tiku adinim. And this is it. Meaning that there's two ways of doing it, right? There's getting into the amkus, which is like, if you imagine like a puppet, right? So it has strings on the top. So the strings, for example, is the amkus, is the deeper symbolism, and the puppet is the gashmias. So there's a way of starting with the amkus, and you're pulling on the amkus, saying, memela, okay, the dancing is happening on its own. There's also a way, and this is what Rabbi Nachman wanted, is pull on the puppet. Get yourself moving physically. In our reality, not just the deeper spiritual realm, but in our human experience, get yourself moving. And that will pull the strings. That's what Rabbi Nachman wanted. B'pshitas u'b'tmimas. Ki kol divrei haTorah loy b'shamayim hu leim hu. Right? Rabbi Nachman's intention was not to say Torah that's, you know, in the highest heavens, that a person should say, ah, she'ein mi she'yachol liskas l'zeh. He's talking about such deep things, you know, that there were certain chassidus in who would take the Sefer Likutei Moran and bind it the whole way over. They would bind it. They would sew it the whole way, put it on a high, high shelf, and says, oh, see, heilig, it's too holy to learn. Which is beferish not what Rabbi Nachman wanted. Rabbi Nachman said, once my sefer is in the world, I want everyone to learn it, and that everyone on his own level should take from a chizuk. Why? Because they were learning it on the level of what? The strings. And so the strings, nobody has shaykhs to the strings. But Rabbi Nachman was saying, I want you guys to dance. That's it. That's it. Just dance. And that pulls the strings. Matoivu manoyim, if you can know the strings also, that's a different kind of dancing. Matoivu manoyim. But Rabbi Nachman be'ikr wanted, he meant what he said. Kach amarti. That's what he says again and again. Kain, kach amarti. So a person could say, Shei mi shiachal iskos ez alahamtik adinim, who could sweeten the judgments, idea, amchaz kafri kudim, kim gedoilim b'nei aliyah, he's talking to very high and great people. Right? So Rabbi Nachman says, not true. Rakol echad mi Yisrael, every single member of the Jewish nation, yesh lo koyach hazeh. Don't shortchange yourself. Every single Jewish soul has this ability. Kishiyekayim advarim kipshutam be'emes, when he follows Rabbi Nachman's path, be'emes ubetmimos, with simplicity and with faith and with truth. And he says, goes without saying that it's not just the dancing and the clapping. Everything. Everything he said in the whole Likutei Moran. That's what Chazal say. Learning is important, but the main thing is the doing. And says Rabbi Nassim, if you look and focus well, which is what we hope to be doing, which what we've done in the past and we hope to continue to do. Minestakel yofa, and to look very well b'chol Torah v'Torah, and every single lesson v'sasim libcha, and to place your heart and focus your concentration l'havin to understand b'chol makan, in every place ha'uvdas, the simple actions v'etzas, and the advice v'hamusar v'esayras ha'yotze misham. Also the amkus and the pshitas. I'm sorry, not the pshitas. The amkus and the you know, the unbelievable depth. But what did Rabbi Nachman say in Likutei Moran? In Sichas Ran, rather? Rabbi Nachman says that to be a lamdan is a nice thing, but it's not the main thing. In some sectors of Judaism, that's the main thing you could be, is a lamdan. The main thing. Everybody gives the little kids a bracha, you should be a lamdan. Where does it say in the Torah you have to be a lamdan? Where does it say in the Torah? Nowhere in the Torah does it say you have to be a lamdan. Can't be, because Hashem created different people with different level brains. So if Hashem created different people with different level brains, and Eila Mashpatim Ashatasim Lefneim Hushvu Ishal Ish, Lechol Dinim Shabbatari, even the Nashim that Daitim Shanashim Kalos, whatever that means, but that goes for the Nashim within every single person also, every person Kiyadua is a mix of both. And to every person also, there are some people who Daitim Kalos, the Torah was set to them also. So you're making Yiddishkeit exclusive just for the Lamdanim? It's not what Hashem had in mind.
Not limited to physical abilities, I thought.
What do you mean?
Torah is not limited to physical abilities.
It's exactly right. That's what you mean to say. So every person has a shar shama. There is a bechina machimas pasi. There is a bechina that a person who works and works, he could actually get brighter from that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to give a person a Torah for everybody. That regardless of whether the person is the biggest genius in the world or a person.
Achieve that level of lamdanus, whatever that level is that we call whatever it is.
That's already
pshat. The Gemara brings down that it's remembering that's me, Mishamayim, but Yagati Matzalsi is when you actually do the effort, that's on you.
For sure. The question is, what's considered? And I'm bolstering you and I'm building on you to say, what's our definition of Matzalsi? That's the problem. What's the definition of Matzalsi? To some people, Matzalsi means Bucky and Chas and Paiskin. To other people, Matzalsi is, I know one daf really well. According to my ability. Yogati to my ability. I'm not saying that a person, again, person not looking for a way out. This is Dvarim Amitim. Person who wants to serve Hashem be'emes. You have to be honest with yourself. And then, you're Zaycha to Machimas Pesi. But what's our goal? What's our goal? Our goal is to be me, not anybody else. Right? That's our Matzasi. And Rabbi Nachman says that it's Efshur Lias Lamdin, the Rasha Gomer. Nachman says these words in Sichas Ran. And he's not talking about like a philosopher. It's possible to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs and be a Lamdin and be a Rasha Gomer. Rasha Gomer, because it's so, the line between Lamdanus and Gaiva is so thin and fine that it's like the thinnest tightrope in the world. It's a Geshet Sar Ma'oid Ma'oid. Ma'oid Ma'oid. Ma'imaid. And so that's very important to understand and to remember. Lo yalimuna ikra ela ha'maisa. We want to serve Hashem. Our matzasi is not, wow, I'm learning the deepest terrors in the world. It's only to inspire me that I should have a better ma'ariv. And that when I'm in a chasana the next time, instead of just dancing with a flame of taiva and gaiva, which we're going to talk about, I should be dancing with this such a joy that I'm connected to the master of the world, that I have a relationship with him. A dance of anivus, a freeing dance. I'm connected to tzaddikim. I don't think that the world revolves around me. I'm connected to something bigger than me. It's a different world. It's just a different world. Different kind of dancing, certainly, but it's a different kind of Yiddishkeit. Because I'm only sitting and learning to go ahead and to bring it back into the practical. That's my main thing, is how to be a better husband, how to be a better father, how to be a better Yid. That's the goal. And so that's what he says here, Loya limo ikra ela hamaisa. Okay? And so then he continues and he says, find the practical advice and the musr and the inspiration. And he says, I'll peep shoot danchal dvarim, just the simple things. And ask from Hashem Yisbarach. See, here he's combining both. Don't say, okay, so I'll just do the physical and I'll leave the amkus. Ask Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you understand things, but also lemaisa. To understand things, lemaisa, ki kol dvara zechrona levracha kulam nitzrachim umuchrachim l'uvdas ve'etzes toivas. It seems like it's just the most abstract lessons in the world, but the truth is, the goal was to turn us into Jews who are on fire, who every tefillah of the heart is bursting, mamish bursting. Ve'etzes toivas la'avdi yizbarach. Ve'afilu v'ksas mekoyim asashalu from rihita. And he says, even though there are some places in the Likutei Moran where you'll learn and say, okay, this is purely theoretical. I mean, this is purely abstract. I don't see any way that I can learn from this to take a lot. Lemaisa lefi madrigasai, says Rabbi Nosson, it's not true. You're making a mistake. Now, there's also wondrous advice there. This iris and inspiration, naira, lashavi love is barach, that everything is pointing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimakam asher sham, from wherever you are. And if you'll spend enough time concentrating with this intention, you'll find over there also advice and good ways, in accordance with your own madriga. Because every word that came out of his mouth, it's a very important klal. Every word that came out of his mouth, every teaching that came out of his mouth was what? Not just an isolated, independent teaching. It was connected with every single other thing that he said. Everything that he said, and Menachem said, to the point that he said, "B'chol tara v'tara shani oimer, every lesson that I take, yuchalavar bazeh al kol tara shabiksav v'tara shabapeh. You can take this lesson and go now and learn all of tara shabiksav and all of tara shabapeh and learn it all. I'll pee this tara and allow the hakdama." Rabbi Nachman says, "Kol tara shali hurak kule hakdamas. Every lesson that I say is just an introduction. Just an introduction. To use that particular introduction to shed light and illuminate the entirety of Torah." Also, Rabbi Nachman says, there is nobody who understands one lesson in the Likutei Moran unless he's able to say every single lesson backwards and forwards. Unless he knows every lesson backwards and forwards, you can't understand one lesson. What does that mean? That means that everything is connected. It's all one story. It's all one maisa. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shachter says, Likutei Moran maisa echad aruch. It's one long story. So that's what he says over here. In Klali is Gadol, Kol Tara V'Tara, Kol Mikol HaTara Kula, O Mikol Bnei Adam Shaba Olam, and it includes every single person in the world. That means even you. The Kol Darga V'Darga, it includes every single Madrega, Min Tachlis Katzei Elyon, Tachlis Katzei HaTachlin. That the biggest Mekubalim couldn't understand one letter, forget about word, they couldn't understand one letter of what Rabbi Nachman was saying. And they knew, it wasn't Stam, the ramblings of a madman. They knew that this is, in every single word, is the whole Kisei Arizal, but they were breaking themselves. What's the Chiddush? What's he saying? How to understand the Chiddush. And at the same time, here I come. Ad tachlis ksei hatachten, on the ground, and I'm able to take his iris from it also. And that's what he says. Klali is gadol, applies to everyone. And this is the mark of a tzaddik. That he's able to tell the highest people, ayi mekoyim kavodai. We're going to learn that soon. Where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? You don't know anything. You don't know anything. Ayi. And then, at the very same second, he's able to turn his head and look down into the darkest, deepest pit and to say, Maloi Chala Eretz Kavodai. Hashem's presence is with you and by you and holding your hand. That's the power of a tzaddik, to relate to everyone on their own madrega. We're going to learn also a tzaddik is called Isha Asher Ruach Boy. He's called a man who has spirit in him. Say Chazal, what's why is it called Isha Asher Ruach Boy? Because he knows, Yodea Eich Leilech, I think is the Lashon, Keneged Ruchai Shokal Echa Ve'echer. He knows how to go in accordance with the spirit of each and every single person. To guide that person, to tell that person what he needs to hear in that moment. Even though 1 minute ago he said something totally different to someone else. He knows Ruchai Shokal Echa Ve'echer, every person. Every person. That's the tzaddik. And that's Rabbi Nachman. And that's his Torah. That it appeals and applies to Tachlis Ktzeya Elyon, to the highest and the most exalted level of Jew, at Tachlis Ktzeya Tachtin. And the very same words hold just as much import and relevance to the lowest Jew in the world. Haynu Shim Kol Torah V'Torah V'Sicha Shalei Yachal Lavedes Hashem Yisbarach. He says, using every single lesson, Hagadol B'Mayla, the highest person, but Tachlis HaMayla, the biggest gadol in the world, could he use this to serve Hashem, to awaken and inspire his avodas Hashem to go to higher levels? But afilu akatan va'pachos, even the lowest and the smallest, but tachlis gyoida tachtoina, who's on the lowest level in the world, Rav Menassin says all over the place in Sichas Ran and Chaim Ran. Rav Menassin says it in Alam Latrufa and the letters to his son, largely, and to the other Hasidim. He says it's possible for a person to read these words and to say it sounds nice, but it's not talking to me. Because when he says ad katze atachtein, he means like a person missed a shachris once. That's already ad katze atachtein, right? But not me. Not me, what I looked at last night. No, not me. Can't be talking about me, the Lashon Hara that I say. Can't be talking about me. And Rabbi Nachman says, no, I am talking about you. He says, let nobody think that you fell out of this category of ad katze atachtein. You're out of it. No. Zilo Amet. Rabbi Nachman was talking to you. That's what he meant. Tachlis ksei hatachton. There's nowhere else to go. Right? He always says, ad sha'ol umitachtov. To mamish, to hell, and even those who are further, or are under hell, mamish. That's what he means over here. He's talking to everyone. He can also return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to use these lessons to inspire him in his place. And to find Eitzes, to find advice, lenafshe, for his soul, ayde oisa tayra ba'atzma, in the same tayra, the biggest mekubal and the lowest sinner. That's Rabbi Nachman. Kim klalius nifla ma'oid, because his lessons are an incredible klalius, appeal and apply to everybody. Turn the page. And we look at Chaim Aran, Kuf Tazayin. And Rabbi Nachman writes over here, V'achar shegamar amiras ha-Torah, after Rabbi Nachman said the lesson, over here he's talking about Torah Ches, I believe, Hoya marakid harabi ma'oid in bitoy hakala. He said this lesson over at his daughter's Shabbos Shabbat Brachas, I believe it was. Rabbi Nachman said this lesson, I believe it took 8 hours to say, 8 hours, to say the lesson. And after he finished the lesson, he danced with his daughter. He danced with his daughter. Kiyadua, he had a very, very close relationship with his daughters, particularly his daughter Sarah, who was buried in Tzfas. An incredibly close and dear relationship. They loved each other. And over here it says that he danced. And this v'chulu, who knows what he was going to say next? Who knows what's v'chulu, what's included in v'chulu? But they danced together. Harbi ma'oid. Harbi ma'oid, they danced. In Bita Yakala. Rabbi Nachman and his daughter. Umi shaloi ra'a rikudim shaloi. A person who didn't see this tzaddik dance, loi ra'a toiv miyamav. He never saw a good thing in his life. Ki afal pisha baruch Hashem zachinu liris kama tzaddikim shayim irakdim lifnei akala. We've been zochet to see many tzaddikim, particularly Rav Nassim. Rav Nassim was by all the Hasidic masters of the age before finally coming to his destiny to meeting Rabbi Nachman in that fateful meeting. We've seen many tzaddikim dance. Ava rikudim shaloi? Rabbi Nachman's dancing? Loi nirikazais. We never saw such a thing in our lives. V'chol mi sha'amad sham. Very strange words what he's saying next. Because you and I would think, so what does it mean that tzaddik was dancing was so beautiful and so wonderful that I was standing there and it made me so happy. It made me want to dance also. Get involved, you know? His dancing was like so great. It was the best break dancer. Yeah, like, wants to get involved, right? Says Rabbi Nachman, no. Says Rabbi Nassim, no. V'chol mi sha'amad sham. You watched this person dance, you broke down into tears. Because the way that he was dancing and the messages that he was relating in every movement and the grace and the humility was the highest revelation of God that you'll ever encounter in your life, to see this tzaddik dance. And immediately you're nisbatel, you're batel. And you begin to do tshuva and to cry. That's what he says. Ha'ilihir tshuva amiti al kolpshav. V'goydel hisayrus. And the tremendous strength of the inspiration of Islavas and the fire, there's no good translation, for Islavas and the passion, shekola anoshim sha'andusham b'shas rikudim, of those who were zocha to stand there and watch Rabbi Nachman dance with his daughter, he efshe levar uletzar zois b'ksav b'shum oifen. It's impossible to describe this in writing at all. At all. Ukvar gila kamatars gavois mo'od al inim rikudim amchaz kav. And Rabbi Nachman has already revealed tremendous, lofty lessons on the Indian of Rikudin, on the Indian of dancing, and Amchas Kaf, the deeper understanding of what's going on. Like we said, the muscle, that even though the puppet is dancing, but what are the strings doing? To actually be zocha to see him dance was a rare occurrence. But in that year, Manasseh was keeping track. He danced more than usual, a few times. We saw him dance in Simchas Torah. Afterwards, we saw him dance on Chanukah after he related the Torah of Reisim Min Arazav. I made a mistake. That was the Torah that took 8 hours to dance, and then he danced with the Chassidim. That was something else. Apologize. In the town of Medvedevka, where he spent Purim, we saw him dance. And now, by the Shabbat Sheva Brachas, by the Chasen of his daughter. And he himself took note of this and said, "B'zois Hashana, this year, Rakadati Harbe, I danced a lot." Why did he dance a lot this year? Because Shabbos Hashana Nishma Gzer Shekarim Punktin. Because that year, the government had came out with a set of ordinances and decrees that were called Punktin, which in Ukrainian means points, which had to do with drafting Jewish children into the army, where it was the end of their Yiddishkeit, just the end. You can leave your yarmulke by the door. No kosher food, working on Shabbos, the end of Yiddishkeit, to work in the Ukrainian army. And it was a tremendous decree. Oyim v'nayir, we can't imagine. Shayiroitzim oz ligzar al Yisrael chas v'shalom, that they wanted to decree upon the Jews. Which is so counterintuitive. You'd think, I cried many times this year. Why? Because this year was the worst gzeiris, and I just sat on the floor and cried so many times. Says Rabbi Nachman, no. This year, they decreed terrible decrees on Klal Yisrael, and I danced a lot. I danced much more. Why? Ki ayidei rikudim, because through dancing, as we're going to learn, and as we've already learned, mamtikim hadinim, it sweetens the judgment. Umevatlim agzeiris, and it does away with the decrees kamavura batar ve'ilam mishpatim, as we shall learn, and as is taught in the Torah ve'ilam mishpatim, which is Torah Yud. Hamaschelas ayidei rikudim amchas kaf al kaf mamtikim hadinim, through dancing and clapping, it sweetens the judgment. V'gamzoi satar nemer ba'oisa chayrif, and he says this Torah was also said in the winter, b'teravitza, in the cold of the winter, which we're experiencing now. I walked in, Yisachar David told me that the sheets were still warm. He had just printed them. And that's the best kind of Torah, the warmth of Torah, physically and spiritually, of these Torahs. That's where we're holding now. To learn this Torah, to prepare ourselves for Purim. To learn this Torah, to learn what's the puppet. And what's going on when the puppet's dancing. What's going on when a Jew moves his hand. When a Jew picks up his feet. Not in a way of gaiva, like we're going to discuss. That means nothing. That means nothing. On the contrary, but in a way of anivas, in a way of bittel, in a way of emuna. What's happening? What is that? What's being revealed in the world in that moment? What messages do we learn when we watch Rabbi Nachman dance? What messages do we learn when we watch a Breslov Chassid dance? So, the few moments that we have left, let's begin. Let's begin just aschala of aschala to get into the Torah Ois Beis. Says the Heilige Rebbe Chassid Hagaon Aleinu. Ki ikar gedulas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The primary gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is interesting because last time we talked about the primary gedula of whom? Klal Yisrael, right? Remember we said that tefillah is ze gedula seinu. The ability to influence Shemayim, the ability to reach beyond Teva. Over here is talking about what's the ikar gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When does Hashem have His primary gedula as godless, which for which it was created the whole world? Was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be the Melech? When is the ikar malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed? Says Rabbi Nachman, a radical thing. Shagam ha'akam yedu sheyesh alikim shalot u'mayshal. That even the non-Jews should know that yesh alikim shalot u'mayshal, that there's one God in the world. And he brings us from the Zohar Kaddish.
That was the sweet question. V'yedim Mitzrayim.
V'yedim Mitzrayim, exactly. Exactly.
That's how far I had to go.
Exactly. That's the ikar gedula. And he brings us from a Zohar Kaddish, a fascinating Zohar, which says, Kad Asa Yisrei. When Yisrei came forth to the Jewish people, and he was Megayer, and he joined the Jewish people, Va'amar, and he said, Ki Ato Yodati, now I know, Ki Godal Hashem, that God is great, says the Zohar, Ki Dein Is Yakar Ve'Isal Shmo Ila. At that moment, Is Yakar, which means was made precious, Ve'Isala, and was elevated Shmo Ila, the lofty name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically through Yisrei. The priest of Midian, Avodah Zarah, is like you can't imagine. And a Yisrei comes forth and says, I know that there's one God. Kedenis Yaakov is Allah Shema'ilah. It's the highest, highest expression and revelation of Hashem's godless in the world. And this is simply understood, like we say, B'makam Shabbali Tshuva Indim, Ein Tzadikim Gemur Michalim Lamed Shem. It's the same thing. I mean, there's a million perushim what that means. But a simple understanding is that a person who, and it goes back to what we started mentioning before about the quality and quantity of a relationship of a religious institution, right? So even though a person could be born into something and spend his whole life, so it's not so strong, right? Because it's like a societal thing. I daven, of course I daven, right? Of course I believe in Hashem, or at least I claim to, right? Of course I am learning and keeping mitzvahs. Goes without saying, keeping Shabbos. So it's one level, it's one madriga, it's very special and holy. But about tshuva, who has to pull against so much physicality and so much dirt and so much shiftless and lowliness, and he's able to come forth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because, I'm going to say an interesting nusach now. I'm going to say first one thing and then I'm going to say a deeper thing. The first thing is that, and he's able to come forth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's revealing, wow, must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is godless, is so strong, that light is so amazing, that look what a revelation of godliness that brings to the world. But I want to say a deeper lesson also. For such a person to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the light of God that needs to be shining in the world to enable such a thing to happen has to be the biggest. Because if a person who his whole life is learning comes forth and does tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one level of Hashem's light shining, right? Because he wasn't so far that he needed to be drawn so much closer, such a distance. But when a ger comes forth, what does that show? When a Baal Tshuva, and certainly when a non-Jew comes forth to our holy religion, that means that his hasaga of a likus is much bigger. Because the biggest light is needed to shine into the deepest pit. And so two things are happening. One, wow, you see the godless. I mean, it's such an amazing thing when you hear a story of a ger, to hear that story of that from one universe to a different universe. To change the whole mahus of a person. Wow. Ati yadati ki gadol Hashem. But there's a deeper level to say, it must be that Hashem's gedula is sufficient to bring such a person from so far away and so close. It could be the same thing what I'm saying, but it could be, I'm not sure now. But I think that it's two different ways of exploring it. Kedenis Yaakov is ala Shmoila. So let's get into the notes a little bit. We have note number 4, and we have a few minutes left. We didn't do note number 3. Okay, so let's do 4 and 5, because those are shorter, and the next time we'll start with 3. Okay, so we're holding by note number 4, Likutei Moran Tanya Zayin. Says the Heilige Rebbe Chassid Hagaon Aleinu, Kimishi Yadeh Ksas B'Yidiyasi Yisbarach, anybody who has a real relationship with Hashem, and knows a little bit of Hashem's Inyan, Ki'ilu, Kiviyachol. Hu Yodeh, such a person knows, She'ikar HaTanugim HaShashurim Shal Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem's main pleasure and pride, The ikar gedula of Hashem is not the malachim. The ikar gedula of Hashem is that we should be serving Him. We talked about this in the car. That humans should be serving Him from the lowest place, from this lowly world. This is his primary pleasure, and his pride, like the piyut says that we sang in Kippur, you desired praise from those formed from earth, from those carved out of physicality, of corporeality. And here he says, Hashem has millions and trillions of angels. And I think we talked once about the angel that has 300 heads, and each head has 300 tongues, and each tongue sings 300 songs. Remember? We learned, Rav Nachman says in Sichas Rav, that there's an angel in a certain world. Rav Nachman's like, I'm buddy-buddy with this guy. 300 heads, each head has 300 tongues, each tongue sings 300 songs. If we do the math, I once did the math, I think it comes out to 3 trillion or something like that. Or something like that. Something crazy. Or maybe it's 3,000 songs. I don't know exactly. We have to look up the Sichas Rav. But it comes out to an enormous number. Enormous number of songs that are being sung at the very same time. And Rav Nachman over there says that it's a good thing that our neshamas don't remember the other world, because we'd never be able to open our mouth. I should come to stutter over tefillah when there's a malach singing 3 million songs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the very simultaneously with harmonies and everything else, and I am opening my mouth to sing a niggun? Forget about it. We'd never do anything in our life. Achon? So Rav Nachman says it's a good thing that we don't remember. But this is the kind of beauty and the kind of grandeur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the Olam HaSoyanim from these angels. And he says, but even so, Ikar HaTainuk V'HaShashua Shalei, whether we can understand this thing or not, and whether you believe me or not, his main pleasure and joy is K'sha'oila L'malo HaAvoida Sha'olam HaShafal HaZeh. He's like, okay, it's cute, to hear 3 million songs at once. Nice. But I just want to hear this Yanka L'Shmoneh Esrei. Even he didn't have Kavani, he sped through it. That's what I care about. Sha'olam HaShafal HaZeh. And Rav Nachman says that's why it's very important to leave after oneself either a child or a Talmud or a student, which is the same Bechina, so that a part of you can always be down here. So that's a phenomenal statement, right? Because we would think that the Iker is, after a whole life, now I go up to Shemayim and Bezin Shemala, and I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash Shemala, and I'm Ziva Shechina and the whole thing. Says Rav Nachman, also it's nice, but make sure that there's always a part of you that's in this world. Even when you're in the Olam HaSoyanim. Make sure there's always a part of you that's left down here. So that you have a son, and that son has a son or daughter, and that daughter has and your Zerah is in the world. Or you have a Talmud, and that Talmud has a Talmud. And Rabbi Nachman says that a Talmud doesn't mean a Talmud Muvak. It means one time you said a Das, you said a Vart to somebody, and he remembered it, and inspired him, and he passed it along to someone else. And this, sometimes you have a family where this is like the family Vart, comes like a Pesach, my Zayda, my Elta Zayda, we all said this Torah. Where'd you hear it from? Some Yankel, somewhere in Vilna. And this Yankel's Das is in the world always. And every time someone says over a Torah, in his name, what does that say? Maybe Geula L'Olam. Brings redemption to the world. It's bringing the world closer, because that's the Ikar Shashua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not a simple thing. Person thinks to himself, we talked about this in a previous year, person can think to himself, who am I that I should have a Talmud, that I should have I can't talk, I can't write, I can't, who am I that I should be able to give over anything? It's Sheker B'chazov. Because one time, even the simplest little Vart, you never know what could stick with a person. And that's your ticket, not to Olam Haba, to Olam Hazeh. That's your ticket to Olam Hazeh, for eternity. That you should be able to stay down here and continue to give Hashem Shashua and pleasure, which is Ikar Kavanaseinu, is to give Hashem Nachas Ruach. That's what he says over there. And this is what Rav Nachman says in Likud Moran 59. Same idea. V'zeh b'chinas Rav Nachman says, in the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Sapru b'goyim es kavodai, which means literally, let them say among the non-Jews as kavodai, Hashem's kavod is honor. Says Mehele Gereba, he splits the Pasuk into two parts. And he says, Sapru b'goyim es, when in the nations of the world they're talking about Hashem's gedula, that's kavodai. That's the Ikar Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even the non-Jews are talking about Hashem's Kavod, which is the logical extension of what we just said before. If Hashem has pleasure and honor because we from Jews, humans, are serving Him, so certainly a person who hasn't been brought up with that background, and certainly Allah has Kama V'Kama, a non-Jew, it's the tachlis of Olam HaZeh, it's the tachlis of physicality bringing itself forth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zehu Kvodi is Baruch Shamayim. And we'll do one more source, and we'll go 2 minutes over time, because it's the same inyan. And then next week, we must go and start from that piece, because that's really the foundation of the whole thing. Says Rabbi Nassin, writing to his son, Umam oid hoima alai libi. How much my heart trembles and is shaken. Al asher kasafta, that you wrote sha'atam is batal ben divrei Torah, that you're not learning. He's giving his son Musar. It's the beginning of a long winter's man. And you know, the first day of winter's man, you come with your stack of svarim, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to have a seder in this, and a seder in that. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, it's not going. And he wrote this to his father. And Ibn Hassan says, Mama oid, hoima lai libi, I'm bewildered over such a thing. And he says, Loi toiva davar asha atal. He says, this is not a good thing that you're not keeping to what you set out to do. Loi kachi amida, this is not the way, but loi kachi afu ulanu, this is not our a way that is fitting for us. V'chi l'chinam hir besi l'dabar harbe. And listen to this, because if you read these lines, it could sound like any mashkiach in any yeshiva. Right? That's what everybody says. Mama, and he used poetic language and dramatic language. Mama oid hoima lai libi, that you keep on missing shachris every day, that you keep on coming late. This is not good. It's not a good thing. And to us, it's like laws. You know, this never helped anybody. You know, Chazal tells you have to know when to give teichacha, how to give teichacha. Most of the time, it falls under the category of what Chazal says: it's better not to say than to say. Most of the time, 90%. And even within that, there's a way to say, but to say it, to mean to slavish it. So, what's Reb Nassim doing over here? Breslov is all about the chizuk and the encouragement and the building up instead of breaking down. So these are the words that are coming out of Rabbi Nassim's pen. But listen to the next few lines. Says Rabbi Nassim, was it for naught that I continuously spoke until my throat was groiny, was nichar, was parched? Never to give up on yourself. Never to give up on yourself. V'livli lipo v'daita, and never to become discouraged. V'livli lozes mi mekoyma, and never to leave your place. B'shem oifin. So you hear what's the most amazing thing that Rav Nassim's saying? It's amazing. The fact that his son is not learning on his level, Rabbi Yitzchak, on his level, to Rav Nassim is only a symptom of a much bigger problem. The much bigger problem is not that you're not learning. That's one thing. But you gave up on yourself? That's what he's giving him musar on. He's giving him chizuk on the inyan of chizuk. That's the main thing to Rav Nassim. Forget about the fact that you're not learning. That's okay, I can handle that. But you gave up? You became discouraged? And you left your place. Rav Nassim says, I commanded you and I begged you never to leave your place. B'shum oifin, ever. B'chol mashiyavra ala adam, no matter what passes over a person, what a person goes through. V'achre kol eila, and after all of this, tichtav li divrei shtus, after this, you're writing divrei shtus, terrible words of folly, hanem shacha me'anav psula, that ultimately come from a false humility to say lichtav. And you have to understand where Rabbi Yitzchak wasn't writing stam that he's a batlin. Rabbi Yitzchak wrote to him that he's so far, he can't open a chumash. He's so distant. And again, his distant is to me the highest level. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nassim's son, we have no asaga. But Rabbi Yitzchak wrote on his level, he feels like he can't learn. Says Rabbi Nassim, it's anav psula, it's not the way. Lichter, this that you wrote, shiadata ba'atzmacha, that you know for yourself, shata rachik milageshes ala kodesh, that you're too distant to approach the holy realm. Akim avalvul neischa kol kach, and you're so confusing, you're so bewildered. Says Rabbi Nassim, you know something? Halay bevadei ze emes. It's true. She'ain shum adam roy legeshes ala kodesh. Not just you can't approach the realm of Torah, the realm of Tefillah, the realm of Lakuta Moran, that we're standing, like we said, on the threshold of a world of Hashem's presence. Nobody, not just you, nobody, the biggest Gadol Adar, the biggest Rebbe, the biggest Tzaddik, is not Roy Lageshes Al HaKodesh, Lava Reisei Yisbarach, Kel Gadol V'Noira Ram Manisa, to serve the infinite Creator. Mikol Shekein, and certainly Malayim Chet V'Avim Kamayinu, certainly us that we're full of sin and we're full of iniquity, Hayoyim B'Daris Eilu in our generation. But he says, listen to me, my sweetest son. Ach kvar hikdim ulay dialanu tzadikei emes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave us tzadikim. Ubefrat adinenu marinu rabbeinu zazal, zecherna levracha. And particularly Rabbi Nachman zecherna levracha, shezeh ikar gedulasi yizbarach, that this is the main gedula of Hashem. not the less. It's not despite your distance from Hashem that He takes pleasure in your avodah, but it's because of it. That Hashem wants that the distant, the person who is the most distant and the person who is the most physical should serve Him. This is Mamesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's biggest pleasure. Because in the place of Hashem's Gedula is found HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anivos. Which in a certain way means that the more Anivos you find in Hashem, meaning this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to come down and descend to the lowest person in the world, Zeh Gedula Asai. That's demonstrative and expressive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's biggest Gandos and biggest Gedula. And he finishes, and I told you there are so many young people who are making a big mistake. And this is what, oh, this is what we said before. Every person thinks, wasn't talking about him. Not him. It was talking like a person one time, missed Shachris in 10 years, missed the minion. But not about him. But says Rabbi Nassim, the very nature of this revelation means to say that the more further you have fallen, the deeper shashurim you're bringing. Right? That's what we're saying. Ki adaraba, Allah daika nemar calls that. He is who we're talking to. What can I talk to you any more about this? And he finishes, you're seemingly not listening to me. And he goes on to talk. Right? So you see, Rabbi Nassim gave Musar, right? The Musar was on the fact that there wasn't enough chizik going on. And that's what it means, Breslev. This mix, this balance, that's what it means that Rabbi Nachman's Torah is klali, is gadol ma'od, that it appeals to the highest people and the lowest people. And to keep in mind these things that we talked about tonight, just in very short summary, and we'll finish, is that although Rabbi Nachman clearly is talking about the deepest, deepest secrets in the world, the strings above the puppet, he's also talking about the Gashmias, the physical dancing. And although he's also talking about physical dancing, he's also talking about the deepest Amkus. And that from every lesson of the Kutumram, we can extract practical Eitzos, even the place that it looks like it's just abstract and it's just theoretical and just thought. You can take out a practical avod and a practical advice. And then we learned what the dancing is. That dancing is Mevatel Dinim, as we're going to learn. And ultimately, the biggest gedula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, his biggest pride and pleasure, is when those who are furthest from him, when those who are furthest from him draw themselves from their lowliness to draw themselves close. And this applies to Bali Tshuva, and certainly it applies all the more so to non-Jews who are able to pull themselves close from their place and to come near Lageshus HaLakodesh to approach Kiddusha. Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll continue. We began the Aschala, and like I said, Ashreinu Matev Chokeinu. We have such a schus. We have such a schus. Okay, thank you all. Mirtz Hashem, we have a minute for Maron, okay?